This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Thank you so much, Program Director. Indeed, I don't mind being Miss Mbali Mkize, a powerful woman in the room, I think the most powerful woman in the room. Thank you and greetings to Program Directors, to the conference moderator and the Executive Director of MUT, Ms. Mbali Mkize, to the VC and Principal, Ms. Nokutula Sibiya in absentia, to all fellow speakers, to administrators in academia, administrators in business, administrators in government, all members of the media, all distinguished guests. And I would like to say I'm really humbled that I was invited to attend this 2025 conference. It's always empowering, and I have no doubt that I will be empowered today. So, talking about AI, my headline is Navigating the AI Revolution. In navigating the AI revolution, I want to put a disclaimer that whatever that I'm going to say today, I didn't write it. AI did the work. All I did was to say, AI, I'm going to this conference. Please, can you give me the points? And then AI did the work. So we're gonna see what AI said, right? And I'm saying this because it's important to acknowledge the source of your information. And it is a lesson to all of us that when we are using AI, we must be able to acknowledge the source. There is nothing wrong with using AI, but there's everything wrong with pretending that it's your work. I hope we understand each other. Well, the fourth industrial revolution gave us the AI. It was the backbone or the source of AI. So from the fourth industrial revolution, we migrated to the fifth industrial revolution. And the fifth industrial revolution gave us artificial intelligence. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we are no longer in the fourth industrial revolution. We are in the fifth industrial revolution. How do we know this? We know this because we have AI. AI is not futuristic. AI is now. We are currently in a stage where, you know, sometimes if you look at YouTube or TikTok or some of the videos, at some point, you can't really tell the difference whether it was AI generated or if it's the reality. I'm sure we've all experienced this, have we? Yes, and that is the issue. The issue is that AI is so real that I am sure it's copying us as well. You know, I'm sure some of the people have made videos and duplicated themselves using AI, and people think that it's actually those people speaking, but in reality, AI has copied you, and it is you. And therefore, it means that as an administrator, AI is your extension. AI is your extension of your arms, of your fingers, of your brain, of your legs, of everything, of your eyes, and everything that you can think of. So for administrators, this needs to be exciting. In as much as it is exciting, but it's also a serious responsibility. We know that we are in the fifth industrial revolution, and the fifth industrial revolution ensures that humans and the machines work together in an ethical manner, in an inclusive manner, and so on. So what is AI revolution? AI revolution is where we see, for an example, the machines and the softwares trying to mimic human brains, trying to mimic and trying to do what people would normally do as human beings. Humans are intelligent. Humans have an ability to learn, to reason, to make decisions, to process things, to solve the problems. But now we have the machines that are trying to do the same. And when the machines are trying to do what humans are doing, when the machines are learning, reasoning, making decisions, solving problems, we call that artificial intelligence. And that's what artificial revolution is about. It's about a wave where humans' activities are replaced by the machines to drive productivity, innovation, and decision making. But, of course, we know that AI can think faster than us, can think faster than humans, but it still cannot do some of the things that humans can do. At the office, if you put your lunch in the fridge, AI cannot tell who stole your lunch. For those sitting at the back who can't see what's in the picture, so this lady is always putting coffee creamer in the fridge, and you know, someone is always stealing it. And so one day she put her creamer in the fridge and put a sticker note. And the sticker note says, "Good morning. To whomever has been enjoying my coffee creamer all week, surprise, you've been drinking my breast milk and hope you enjoy it." All right, that's just a side. All right, so the AI has got features. Features of artificial intelligence is that it automates our work. You know, it takes over and makes sure that all the repetitive tasks that we do on daily basis, you know, can be done faster in an automated way. And it tries to mimic, you know, personalization. For an example, you see the chatbot, and the chatbot will be responding to the WhatsApps of the companies because it's been programmed to be able to answer certain questions. Of course, it doesn't end. It learns as well. As you program it, you start by asking the robot certain questions, and you program on how to answer it. But as people ask more and more questions, the machine learns, and then the machine will tell you at the end of the day when you want a report. It will say, "Tandega, the most asked question in the day has been this or that," and it will prompt you to provide answers for the most asked questions. That's how chatbots are working and are programmed. So basically, we call that machine learning, because as it works, it learns your language, it reads, it's more like it's reading your mind, and it keeps on improving. So as a person, you are improving, but AI is also improving, because what you feed it is what gets out, but as it comes across the new things, that's when it learns. So it learns to personalize things. So you would have asked on the AI or Meta AI, for an example, that, you know what, you know, this coworker AI, I don't know how to deal with this lady, because she does this and this and this, you know, and she irritates me, or she annoys me, and, you know, I can't deal with her. What should I do? How should I handle her? Then AI will try and suggest the answers for you, right? And then you go. Next week you come and your boss wants you to do a presentation, maybe on the curriculum, you know. Then you ask AI, "Hey AI, I want to do the presentation on the curriculum and XYZ." And then AI will say, "Oh, okay, this is what you can do, A, B, C, D." And then AI will say, "By the way, did you manage to solve that problem with your coworker?" And you're like, "What?" And then you realize that, wow, I asked this question, you know, last week. And you've forgotten about it, but AI doesn't forget. It has kept your information. and it's doing the follow-up, you know, and then you're like, yeah, I did solve the problem, and then it will keep on telling you, yeah, you need to manage your situation, you need to take care of your mental well-being, and so on and so on. That's what AI does. They always say what you put out on the internet never forgets. You will always be reminded by someone. And AI does the same. So it's very important that we understand. But your role as an administrator is to collaborate with AI. Collaborate with AI to give and bring positive solutions. There is a link, of course, a big link between AI and administration, because it supports administration with automation. It assists you with making decisions. It assists you with improving the service delivery. I mentioned the example of the robots. It also assists you, you know, to sift. Sometimes when it learns your language and it learns your location, it will tell you that no, you can't do that because you are located in South Africa. And according to Act so and so, that is prohibited. So it tells you, it goes to that extent. I'm just trying to demonstrate why it's important that we use AI, we do not shy away from AI, because it will tell us the things that sometimes we tend to overlook. Why administrators matter? Of course, administrators are the backbone of the institution or of the institutes. In as much as the leaders will set the vision, administrators will make sure that the vision gets executed. AI will then assist you in executing your role effectively. You know, nowadays, it's very embarrassing when you still find or receive a letter from an administrator that has, you know, errors of spelling, that has grammatical errors. That is not, you know, the sequence of the letter has not been drafted appropriately. The minute you have a glance at that letter, you know very well that this administrator is not using AI. Do not shy away from AI. It will save you a lot of embarrassment and a lot of headache. It's not wrong to use AI. Yes, you can type your letter, type your whatever, your document, then take it, throw it into AI or Grammarly or whatever, and then say, please correct spelling and grammar for me. And it will bring you the correct document. You take that, you put it, you paste it on your letterhead, you have a good letter. All right. Let's not shy away from that, because AI was created exactly to do that. It was created exactly to assist us as administrators to do the right thing, to be efficient, to be effective, and so on. Of course, AI can process requests faster, but it cannot replace humans. I keep on saying, you know, it cannot assist with, it cannot calm a frustrated colleague at work. It cannot, you know, it cannot, you know, attend a birthday party of a colleague. There are so many things that it cannot do. You cannot invite AI to your wedding. Of course you can by way of devices, but it can only record. It cannot show emotions. AI tells you that I can do everything, but I'm not designed and programmed to show emotions. Just go to your phone right now and ask AI, why don't you ever smile? It will tell you it's because I am not programmed to show emotions yet. Meaning in future, it may. Can organizations survive without administration? No, because Ms. Mkhize told us that as administrators, we bring order to chaos. So there's order, 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 rest. AI will bring the order, rest of the happenings in the office. Yes, leaders will set the visions, but the administration is very important, and AI will then assist you to ensure that your functions will be run efficiently and effectively. It has benefits because we get productive, where we get productive, we get efficient. So it cuts our work in half. You know, it's freeing you repetitive tasks. In actual fact, you can just throw your information onto AI and then go and have coffee. When you come back, AI would have done the work for you, and then you arrange it accordingly. It's assisting us in predicting, you know, what will happen in the future. If you want to know whether your role will be important in the future, just AI will tell you. If you want to know what you should be automating first in your office, ask AI. It does have challenges and risks. Of course, we have issues of biasness. We have issues of unfair outcomes. We must know that in as much as I am saying, let's throw everything into AI, AI is not responsible for errors. It has a disclaimer. So whatever error that comes out of it, you must read your documents, you must read your work, because if AI makes the error, you are accountable and you are responsible. If someone has to be disciplined, it will be you, not AI. Amen to that. Yes, it's, you know, assisting us with repetitive tasks, but it also tells us that we need to upskill ourselves and reskill ourselves. Why? Because in the olden days, we used to, Miss Sishi knows, I used to work at MUT at some point. We used to type. Remember when we learned computers and we used DOS and all of that? That era, sorry, I'm showing my age. But we used to typewriter and then the computers, and then it keeps on evolving. As the systems and the computers are evolving, coming with new technology, we have kept ourselves learning new things, learning new computers, learning new systems, learning new softwares, learning everything. It means that now this is the time where you have to sign up for that course to learn how to use AI in your office. It's very important. If you wonder what course you should be doing next, there are free courses online that you can do. Just ask AI, as an administrator, what course can I do that can make me efficient with my work? AI will tell you, and it will tell you where you can do that for free, the time that you require, when you're gonna finish the course, and so on. In fact, AI can teach you. So be the bridge and not the bystander. Do everything, you know, within the frameworks. You know, upskill yourself. Be the champion. Just know that whatever you do with the AI, do not forget that you are dealing with humans. Humans who have emotions. Humans with hearts. Humans with brains. So in as much as AI is going to assist you with the report, do not be undermining of people's intelligence and act like, you know, you did everything. Please do acknowledge. We are moving on the left-hand side. Whilst you're trying to read who signed the attendance register, maybe you're trying to develop your database of all the people that attended the conference, and these people signed on paper, and now you can't capture their email addresses properly because their handwriting is so bad. You don't know whether it's .com or .cow. What is it? So instead, use AI. get yourself into a system where you get your IT or your communications to give you the QR code, so that whoever is attending your conference can just whip their phones, scan, and that's how they should be registering. Basically, they will just scan the QR code and then enter the details. Tandeka Ellenson, I'm coming from MKRI. This is my email address. This is my phone number. Submit. At the end of the day, you have not done any work. You just go and look at your report. I'm not saying you print your report. You look at your report, because again, let us reduce the cutting down of trees. In this day and age, everything has to be saved on the folder, on cloud, not on your main server, on cloud, so that you can retrieve it even in the next 50 years, right? It's as easy as that. I did talk about the ethics, that, you know, transparency is important. I'm being timed, I'm about to finish. Transparency is important. You know, we can make decisions assisted by AI, but we should be able to explain our decisions. That is the ethical way of doing things. You know, we are accountable. We are responsible for what AI says. No matter what AI says, at the end of the day, you are accountable. We must make sure that AI is not assisting us discriminate or be biased against other people. We must make sure that we respect people's personal data. We have a POPI Act, Protection of Personal Information Act. Therefore, when we use AI, we must be mindful of people's data. Do not share people's information, because you will land yourself in jail. It is illegal. Ask for permission. AI assists us, you know, perform better, and we monitor AI. As I said, when you put in information, it learns the language, it learns what you are thinking about, and in the future, it goes with you, it grows with you. So you need to track what it learns. How do you track what your AI learns? Because my AI is different from your AI. How does it know? It's because it learns what you put in. Remember when you learned the computer? Garbage in, garbage out. AI almost works in a similar manner, because it learns what, you know, you feed it. So do not feed AI things that you'd be embarrassed if they are shown in public in the future. Right? You can also override the decision of the AI if necessary, if you feel that the AI is not, you know, saying the right thing. Maybe you are in the context of Gauteng and it's giving you the context of Cape Town, of Western Cape. You can tell the AI that, no, I'm talking in the context of Gauteng. You teach the AI what to do, you know. So just close to the summary, in the world, I can tell you that South Africa is much more ahead compared to other countries in terms of the globe, in terms of the use of AI, because the employees in South Africa use AI more than equally to the people on the globe, and the generative AI is being used more in South Africa. You know, our language is being coded more. We are more prepared to use AI. And in fact, our perception of AI is high compared to other people in the globe. So don't be absorbed and be threatened by the AI. You know, be smart, be intelligent. Artificial intelligence, AI has got artificiality. Remember the artificial sweeteners. So if AI is an artificial sweetener, you are the organic sugar. That means your brain remains original. So a call to you and to all of us as administrators, let us embrace AI as a partner, not a threat. Let us lead our organizations and institutions with policies and processes and practices, and learn from the globe what other institutions are doing. If you are from the University of Venda, you can literally see what Harvard University is doing, and you can steal whatever that you want to take from the practices that they do that are good for you, and really apply or replicate or customize. So, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, I would want to say that let us navigate wisely. AI is not here to replace administrators, but AI is here to empower administrators to become the leaders of transformation in the administrative world. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.